Chazal define lechem as basically something which is baked when you have water and flour. And you create the dough, you bake it, that's basically the definition of bread. There's a whole discussion in the Rishonim on what about if what they call in halacha pas haba bekisnin, which the Beis Yosef brings down, but the Rishonim, what happens if you bake it, but in you add, instead of just having water and flour, let's say you add apple juice. Or, let's say you make the dough, and then afterwards you cook meat or cheese on top. Does that change it to pasaba bekisnin? Or let's say you make something very brittle, like crackers. So, there are three shittas in the Rishonim, whether those things, in other words, if it's this water and challah, so it's a din of pas, and therefore you make hamotzi. The shaila is, and with pas haba kisnin, we'll see it's an interesting halacha where, depending on how much you eat, but in other words, the shaila is whether these things, are they going to be called pas gomar, and even if you it's like taking a bite out of bread, you'd make hamotzi or no, or if you just have a little bit, you could make a mizonos. But perhaps you'll see if you kovei a sudan, and maybe it would be hamotzi anyway. So the Beis Yosef quotes the three opinions, and that seems to be the practice of the Svardim. That the Svardim, as we'll see, go basically on pure ingredients. If it fits this categories, then you'd make a mizonos. Anything else, as we'll see, would not be. And the Maimer Mordechai quoted by the Mishnah Berura, other many other Gedolei Achronim that say that no, it's not so much in the Kuda. These strings are more of examples. They're a simen, not a siba. It's a simen that these foods, that the main difference is meal food versus snack food. If it's a meal food, it's hamotzi. If it's a snack food, it's mizonos. So depends on the cultures and the time. So they were just examples of people who ate these. And to them, if it's a snack food, so the issue, so the Nekudas HaMachokes is, for Svardim, the issue is you go by, you just focus on the ingredients. If it's not just flour and water, so then you make a mizonos potentially. But if you're Ashkenaz, you look at the whole picture. It's true, when does additives make it from motzi to mizonos if it changes from a real food to a snack food? So for instance, if you have the real Svardis who go, you're strictly minik Svard, so perhaps even our regular challah could be an issue. In other words, they might, if you have water challah, so then all agree it's hamotzi, even on a bite. What about egg challah? You're putting eggs and other things inside. So according to some Svardim, it's a mipas haba bekisnin. You know, even though perhaps you'll be kovei a sud if it's Shabbos, but the bottom line is, that would be mizonos. But Ashkenaz look at the whole big picture, not just its physical qualities. You have to see if it makes it a snack food or not. So therefore, when it comes to, let's say, so water challah all agree hamotzi. Egg matzah for perhaps for some Svardim would be a mizonos, but Ashkenaz go with the hamotzi because we seem to look at the big picture. That's the whole pizza debate. When I was in a restaurant in L.A. probably 30, 40 years ago, I remember it says from Washan 1. And I remember when I was growing up, also the NCSY bench had, if you're having two pizzas, it's a mizonos. If you're having three, it's a motzi. So what's in the kudas? What's this issue here? So again, so if you go by straight ingredients, so that it seems to fit a pasaba bekisnin, and therefore you make a mizonos for the Svardim. And for the Ashkenazim, it would depend. That by itself would make it a mizonos. The question is, does one eat pizza as a snack food or a meal? And doesn't necessarily mean you per se. What are both people? So I guess that you could have a machlokas on that. On one hand, you'll say, like, during meal times, the restaurants are packed. On the other hand, you'll say that pizza shops are open to 1 in the morning, and most restaurants are not. So maybe, so that would be in the kuda. So if you're arguing that pizzas are meals, so then you'd make a motzi even on one. But so that's in the kuda. And similarly, the famous mezonos rolls they usually have on plane rides because people don't want to wash. Again, so if you're a Sephardi, so then you could discuss it because if you're an Ashkenaz and you're eating the meal, you should make a motzi. Another example would be matzah. Matzah is like a cracker. So therefore, if it's in the Passover, you're a Sephardi, you'd make mezonos on matzah, except maybe during Pesach, because in the Torah's Kovei, it is a suda, it is a meal. But if you hold that, but matzah basically, even though it's brittle, no one eats matzah as a snack, that's what we make a motzi. Even egg matzah with fruit juice, so if we're having it, it should be no different than pizza. It's brittle and eggs, you have a double. So if you're being Kovei Suda on it, you should be able to make a motzi, but perhaps a mezonos. But according to the Svardim, or even regular matzah, this would be a double. In fact, the whole discussion this year, Erev Pesach Shachol B'Shabbos, so, because according to Rabbeinu Tam, you can eat egg matzah. And we don't, Lamaisa, we don't. You can eat egg matzah on Erev Pesach, because the issue is you can't use any matzah that you can fulfill your mitzvah with. Since you can't, it's not lechemoni, you can't fulfill your mitzvah, therefore it's mutter. The Rambam sheet is no. Number one is it's our egg matzah isn't egg matzah. I think the Rambam might you need like to have grape juice. That's why they do have grape juice, they wanted the white grape juice. So even if it is matzah shir according to the Rambam, people point out the Rambam holds anyway, that's not, even if it's not, the issur of eating matzah in Erev Pesach applies to any matzah. It's not just the halachic definition of a lechemoni. So that's where we'd come out there. So you have the shaila of egg matzah, and I mean you have the issue of egg challah, water challah, there's no debate, there shouldn't be, because it's a, and then you have egg challah, we certainly make it, even many Svardim, Rav Yitzchak Abadi, Rav Aji Yosef, they themselves also agree to make hamotzi, like the Ashkenaz, even though we said the minhag Svardim not to. So we have the pizza issue, so again, if pizza's a snack food, then there's no machokes. The issue is if pizza's a meal food, so then perhaps you make a motzi even on one piece, on one bite. And then you have the mezonos roll again. So mezonos roll, mezonos for Svardim, but people have mezonos roll in the meal, so therefore it should be a din of a motzi. Matzah, we make a mezonos Svardim, I mean Svardim make mezonos, we make a motzi, even egg matzah would be a shaila. And that's the Shaila of Pesach, and as well, basically we mentioned cases where the Svardim would make a mezonos, and Ashkenaz would make a motzi, mezonos rolls, pizza, echal. However, the reverse Shaila would be is, let's say you could find something which is as pure baked, just water and challah, and it's soft. It looks like it has all the qualities. However, it's only a snack. So that's what they point out. Those soft pretzels you have, you walk around, not anymore, but you walk around New York City, they used to sell them on the trucks, or you have them at games, and they sell them in the freezer section. You're frozen and you make them. But it's soft pretzels, so pashtis. So if you go by pure ingredients, and if you're a Sephardi, so then if you're going to make mezonos on all the other things because of the ingredients issue, then perhaps you'd make hamotzi on a pretzel, on a soft pretzel. However, if you go by, it only changes, it's not pure definitions, it's just simanim to tell me if it's a snack food or a meal food, so then for Ashkenaz it'd be room to a room to be made, or then perhaps it'd only be a mizonos on the hot pretzels. That's the different nakudas that come up on whether we take just look at the pure ingredients or the focus is more snack food versus something which is a meal food.